So according to the Buddhist tradition, when that happens, when that takes place, one gives expression to the experience which one has gained, to that new dimension, as it were, of spiritual consciousness into which one has broken through, where one is both out and in, wisdom and compassion, in the form of what is known as four great vows. These are, of course, the vows, as many of you know, of the Bodhisattva. The Bodhisattva vows, in the first place, that he will deliver all beings from difficulties. This means difficulties not only of a spiritual, a religious nature, but even of a mundane nature. Secondly, he vows that he will destroy within his own mind and through his advice in the minds of other living beings all spiritual defilements. Thirdly, he vows that he will learn the Dharma in all its aspects, practice it, realize it in all its aspects, and teach it, impart it, communicate it to others. And fourthly, and finally, he vows that in all possible ways he will help to lead all beings in the direction of Buddhahood, that is unsurpassed perfect enlightenment. So when these four vows, the vows of the Bodhisattva, are made, then one's conversion in this sense, conversion in the sense of the arising of the will to enlightenment, may be said to be complete. Now in this talk, this evening, we've touched, as it were, on the very fringe of a very vast subject. It's very, very difficult to get these higher spiritual dimensions into a perspective which can be made the subject of communication on a more or less intellectual level. But enough, at least, should have been transmitted to enable one to have at least some inkling of what this is all about. As I said at the beginning, this particular series on the meaning of conversion in Buddhism is a comparatively short one, but it isn't finished. It will, though, be interrupted inasmuch as for 2 weeks I shall be up at Biddulph, at the Buddhist Meditation Center. And while I'm up there, there will be other lectures on Sundays, which will be announced in a few minutes' time. But after my return, I propose to continue this series and to look with you at the meaning of conversion in Buddhism from yet other points of view. The first point of view from which we shall look at it after my return will be from the point of view of what is known as revolution of consciousness, or turning about of consciousness, according to the teaching of the Lankavatara Sutra. That will be another, also very important, aspect of this topic, of this very important, this very vital question of the meaning of conversion in Buddhism.